All right, we get a couple minutes with Jordan Kyra here on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network. So, Jordan, what is this, year three for prospect camp, right? Yeah. Does it feel a little any different for you?
Maybe a little different because, you know, it's my third year now, and, you know, I'm not going back to junior, so.
Nice to feel like, a vet at this time then, right, compared to starting it for your first time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's good now. You come in, you know a lot of staff, you know a lot more of the guys, you know. Nothing's too new, so.
It was an incredible season for you, Jordan. And, I mean, I know you've probably been able to kind of sit back and reminisce on it, but winning the OHL MVP and putting up 100-plus points, I mean, do you sit back there and just kind of think about what you did this season in your juniors?
Yeah, it was a good year for me. I mean, you know, my goals going into the year was just to do the best I can, and, you know, do whatever I can to help my team win. And yeah, you know, I thought I had a great year, and, you know, I thought I worked on a lot of things for sure.
Did you set your sights on anything big in that situation? I mean, going back for the final year in the OHL, I mean, you just want to go out there and try and make your way to the – impress people at the big leagues, right?
For sure. I mean, you know, I had a couple goals, like I said. It was, you know, just working on parts of my game that needed to be worked on and, you know, develop them over the year, so –
Did they talk to you at all or say anything to you when they told you that you weren't going to make the team and you're going to head back to your juniors for that final year?
Yeah, they just said, you know, they want me to go back, you know, have another good year and, you know, develop some more. So that's what I did.
What about playing with Darian Hatcher? I had a chance to talk to him about your game last season. What was it like playing for him and just learning from him throughout the years?
Yeah, he's a great coach. I mean, you know, from the first year he came in, you know, he's taught me a lot and we've worked a lot together and he's helped me a lot with my, you know, with my defensive game and, you know, little parts of my game. Little details in my game that I can improve. So
many Blues fans out there know you for a guy who can light the lamp, you can score behind the back of the net, and this team is searching for offense.
Sure, yeah.
Do you feel like your offense is going to be able to translate to the NHL?
For sure, yeah. I think, you know, I'm pretty confident that I can, you know, do what I can, do what my ability, so, you know, use my attributes. And, you know, like I said, I need to continue to work on my defensive game and, you know, the little details of my game as well.
You spent a lot of time, obviously, throughout prospect camp with Robert Thomas last year and you played against him in the OHL. What can you tell me about him and his game?
He's an unbelievable player. You know, I'm sure all you guys have seen highlights and stuff. And, yeah, he's one of my good buddies now. So, yeah, he's a great player. Yeah.
Final one for you, Jordan. So what's the anxiousness for you right now, having to wait through prospect camp just to get to training camp?
You know, I'm just taking each day by each day and, you know, just working on my game every day, so.